Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Today's theme, the Holy Cross rises above destruction. Faith is tested and strengthened in crisis. Spiritual growth doesn't normally occur in easy, comfortable times. We cannot rise to higher realms if we don't first realize that there is something to climb away from. We know too well the feeling of the first line in today's first reading from Numbers chapter 21, verses 4b through 9. Our patience has been worn out by the journey. We complain against God. While enduring trials, we complain that He should be answering our prayers faster or in a different way, because we don't like waiting and we don't like the extra effort it takes for our sufferings to end. Complaints are based on hopelessness and lack of trust in God. Complaints are based on what we see with our eyes, as if we can trust our eyes to see the whole picture. Faith tells us that there is a much bigger picture than what we could know or understand. Faith tells us that God has been working a plan, His own strategies, to turn our sufferings into a greater good. As we're reminded in today's Gospel passage from John chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, the cure for the disaster that befell the Israelites is our cure today. The very symbol of disaster turns out to be what saves us. May we have eyes to see the cross of Christ lifted above the disasters that have been happening in our own lives, above our fears and grief and anger. In every crisis, we journey through a grieving process. Discovering the triumph of the cross over evil requires time to cry and work through all five stages. The first is denial. Could this really be happening? Not to me, Lord. Number two is bargaining. If I pray more rosaries, maybe I can make the bad things stop. Three is depression. I feel so empty, despairing, alone, ignored by God. Fourth is anger. Those who cause this suffering should be punished. You are wrong in saying I should love them. And five is acceptance. It happened, but God is still God. He is still ultimately in charge. He is going to make good come from this tragedy, and I want to grow because of these hardships, becoming stronger in faith and in love. The Father gave Jesus angels who ministered to Him when He took up His cross. The Father has given you angels too, and He has given you His Son as well.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.